Today's daf in Masechet Sotah brought to you by Ben Chabot Yerushalayim Daf Chof Zayin, and we're holding on the bottom line. Omar Shmuel of Chof Vav Amud Beit. Omar Shmuel, it's preferable to be Yisad Duma. Duma is a lashon of a woman that people are talking about, like Dumi Demata. People that have an awful reputation. The whole town is talking about her, that she's promiscuous, that she's a zono, whatever. But it's better to marry a person like that than to marry her daughter. Because at least, zo ba amiti pakshera. Now, the daughter you got to worry is a mamzeret if she's so promiscuous. But the mother, at least, she comes from kashrus, you know. Zo ba amiti
pakshera. But the mother, I mean, for the child to be a mamzeret, so the mother was married and then...
Yeah, right. Rabbi Yochanan, it's better to marry the Bat Duma rather than to marry the woman who has the bad reputation. Why? Because the daughter still has a cheskat kashrut, because we still say, rov bi'ilot acharabal. Even if she's been playing around, but we assume that mostly she's available to her husband. The mother has already destroyed her cheskat kashrut. She's going to marry a woman that will become a surah on you. That makes sense. Meitve. No, say adam duma. Are you going to explain that? Here it says, it seems to be saying anyway, that the best thing is to choose to marry duma. Omar Rava, come off. Well, how do you read that? What do you mean, no say adam? But you think the bride is giving you advice, the chatchila, to go ahead and to marry a woman with a horrible reputation? No, say adam duma. Obviously not. What it's saying is that you don't have to divorce, right? So, ela'im nasa means that we don't view it as a possible kiddushin. That's all it means. We won't force you to get divorced. Of course, this ties into the entire question of the verit al dat that we had before. So if that's the case, if you're going to have to understand the bright as meaning something other than it seems to be saying, so you might as well say it's ninami batuma. So it's just saying what is okay lechatchila, bidiavad rather. So bidiavad, whatever it is, we won't force you to get divorced. V'hilchata, the halacha is that it's better to marry batuma because of her cheskat kashrut of rov bi'ilot acharabal. And not to marry a woman with a bad reputation. The Tani, Rav Tachlifa bar Marava, commanded Rabbi Abahu, Isha, who is Mizana, a woman who's known to be Mizana, nonetheless, her children are Tisheri. Why is that? Because Rov Bilo Tacharabal, so despite the fact that we know that she has intimate relations with others, but we still can assume that the children are kosher. Because most of the time, she'll be sleeping with her husband.
Do you have a raya against it? Like,
Boy, Rav Amram, bioterma. How about if she's highly promiscuous? I mean, what do you say, rov bilo tachra baal? She's bored of her husband.
Military.
So most of her action... Huh?
A military one.
So most of the action is with other people. So what are you going to say over there? So Aliba demanded, look, the question is actually whether her husband is capable of controlling her around her ovulation. That's the issue, because then he certainly doesn't want to pay for upbringing somebody else's kid, right? I mean, that's the main biological concern here, psychologically. So therefore, it depends. Aliba demanded, Nisha mitaberet ala samuch levesta. We find the machlokis whether the ovulation occurs prior to her menstruation, or the sort of normal her period. He wouldn't know precisely when the ovulation would be, you know, unless she's very precise. So loti baylocha de lo yada bavlemen, he's got to take care of her for a few days. He can't do that. But according to the Man Yomar, the prime time for ovulation is right after she goes to the mikvah. So then, maybe, even though she's highly promiscuous, You could say, given the Yadaba, since he knows when she's ovulating, the Turi Mintarla, he's capable of, at least in those days, making sure she doesn't get it on with somebody else. Odomak, even the Prutsa Bioter, or maybe like she's so off the wall with her promiscuity, we don't rely on his ability to control her even in that short period. And therefore, it wouldn't be a cheskes kashrus on the child either. Take her.
Why don't we just go and kill her?
Yeah, that's...
No, divorce.
It's the old Moshe solution to all things.
Off with her head.
Actually, Alice in Wonderland has pictures of him on all the cards.
We're talking about somebody's daughter, somebody's sister, somebody's wife. Right?
I mean, wife.
No, the first question would be, where did you get this shidduch in the first place? Right? But come on.
At least we should have cottage cheese to throw at her. All right, so then the Mishnah said that they... The Elo Shebetin are Mekanim. So we have the list of the people, husbands in jail, or husbands in an insane asylum, and so on. So these are people where the husband doesn't have, we'll be marred by more people who we haven't spoken about. So Tana Rabbana, Ish. We know that the Parsha begins with the Ish, Ish, Kitiste Ishto. But why does it need to say ish ish? Couldn't it just have said ish? Mata medlomar ish ish. As we saw earlier, this is marba, eshet cheresh, eshet shoteh, eshet shi'imum, eshet shalach ba'ala l'medinat hayam, u'shayach avush b'beit ha'asurim. So the additional ish is marba, that we act on his behalf. And that beit din are mekatnim lahem. For what purpose? For the purpose of proslamni ktuvatan, so that she can lose her ktuva. But yokol aflash gotan, you may think that perhaps you could even give her the mayim hamorim based on the kinui of Bezdin. Says we saw in the Mishnah Tamid Lomar vehevi ha'ish etishta. It says the husband himself has to bring her. And therefore, the most that they can do is be mekane in terms of the ketuvah, but it's not really a kinoi for the parsha seita.
Bring her, actually, literally take her by hand and bring her to the Beis Din?
Whatever it takes.
But he has to be there with her when they...
Yeah. Rabbi Yossi Omer. Rabbi Yossi says, that's not true. It's if it says ish ish, so it means that you can be mashka. Not that Beis Din can be mashka. It's true, of course, the husband has to be there, but the question is, to be yotze, the posik of vehevi ha'ish atishto, so fine, when he gets out of jail, then he'll be mevi atishto, based on this kinoi. The way you're saying it, it's that the kinoi doesn't have any validity in the dinim of saita bechlal. It's just there in terms of the financials. So, okay, so she'll lose her ketuva. I say, like she had said, ba'ala mi beit ha'surin, he can be mashkena based on the kinoi of beiting. What's the machlokas predicated on here? B'maiko miflege. Rabban and Savri. Rabban and say, look, the same way that the Torah tells me the vehevi, and you're masking the vehevi, right? So the same way that it says vehevi, it also says vikinei. It's basically, it's one story. Vikinei atishto, that's one part of it. And then vehevi atishto. So vehevi ish atishto, that's the other part of it. I mean, it's a two psukim, one after the other. So, I mean, the mashmaut is it's one process. And therefore, if you aren't the same one who was Mekana, then you're not the one who can be maybe. Was Rabbi Yossi so far? No, on the contrary. There are two separate phases. One is the indeed of Arlav Ruach Kinavikinei Tishto, and the other thing is Vehevi Ha'ish Tishto. No, it's two separate halachas. Tana Rabbana. Asher Tiste, here we have a different statement at the end of the whole thing. So Torata Kenaot Asher Tiste Isha Tachat Isha V'Nitma'a. So what is the Isha Tachat Isha? What is that? That's Lahakish Ish L'Isha V'Isha L'Ish. Okay, obviously the Hekesh, I mean, in terms of which denim are we talking about? What Hekesh? L'mai Hilchata? Arm Rav Sheshet. Look, it means all of the types of things that the Torah is merames that need to be part of the process are true about both of them. For instance, in the same way, she'im hu suma, he is blind, he cannot be mashke, his wife. Why? V'chtiv ne'elam me'enei isha. I mean, it could say v'ne'elam isha. Obviously, v'ne'elam, he doesn't know. What I mean, doesn't know because he didn't see. Doesn't know because he doesn't hear. I mean, he doesn't know on any level. So why does it stress me'enei isha? Because it's coming to me, he needs that functional enayim. So it's just throwing in a new halach. If that's the case, the Hekish teaches us, gam he, despite the fact we don't have any remez that she necessarily has to be sighted, but the truth is, he might does so much. Lo ita shota. So if she cannot see, there's no din of her being a sota. Rivashi amar, this is another halacha, in the opposite direction. And of course, you said it goes in both directions, right? So I'm going to tell you the direction from the woman to the man that the Hekish works. In the same way that we know about the woman, the sota herself, that if she is a chigeret or a gidemet, lo hayta shota. So if she has a problem with her legs, or she doesn't have arms, she can't be shota. Why? Because it says, v'hemina kohenet isha lifnei Hashem v'natan hakapeah. Because each and every part of the Zot Torah tells me exactly as stated. These are not generalities. These are specifics. That's what we learn out of the repetition of the Zot Torah. I mean, obviously, Zot Torah, it's stated every mitzvah. You're going to repeat at the end, and this is the way to do it. The Zot Torah always tells me, I'm makpid, the way it's said. This is the way it's done. In which case, since it says she has to stand there, lifnei Hashem, she has to put out her arms and hold the mincha, and therefore she can't do that either of those things. She's not included in the parasha.
What if she can do it with her feet?
With what?
Her feet.
Her feet, kapeh or not feet?
No, but so she can't. So but if she's capable of doing it with her feet, that's not acceptable anyway, because it has to be with her hands specifically.
Kapeh mean her kapayim of her hands. Kachu imaya figero gidem lo hayam ashkasa. So it works back in both directions. Rav Asher, I have another one. Kishem she ilemet lo hayta shota. If she can't speak, then she doesn't, even though she can hear, but it doesn't matter, because it says v'amra isha amen amen. How's she going to say amen amen? So kachu imaya ilem lo hayam ashke. Even though he doesn't need to say anything as part of the process, nonetheless, he can't be mashker because of the hekesh. Hadran alacha rusa veiz mir novo gebotman. No president. Saba Josh seems to have gone a long way. What are we going to do?
He's still in the recordings.
I know. Daf Yom is Lunitzchius.
Yeah. We should record a loop of his.
Yeah, I know. We Billy Nether. Fine, Tom, there, Elike Perik. Kishem Shamayim Botkim Otaka, Shamayim Botkim Oto. So the water, well, you know, as we've seen before, works in both directions. If she falls apart, he falls apart. Shenemar, uva'u, uva'u. Now we're going to see whether it's the ba'u, uva'u, meaning the extra vav that we're being dorish, or from the fact that the word vav is mentioned twice in the parsha. That the Gemara will discuss. And furthermore, the same way that she immediately becomes asur leba'al, she also immediately becomes asur leba'el. Shinemar nitma'a v'nitma. Now here it's clearly divrei Rabbi Akiva from the extra vav. Amar Rabbi Yoshua, indeed, kach haya doresh Zecharia ben HaKatzav. But Rabbi says, no, it's not the vav. Rabbi, it's true that Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Zecharia ben HaKatzav were always doresh extra vavim. But Rabbi says, no, the extra vav is not the makor. The Makar is from the repetition of two times in the Parsha, and really the Parsha has four times, but we learn out other things from the other two. Shnei pa'amim ha'amurim b'parasha, nitma'a v'nitma'a, echad leba'a v'echad lebo'el. But the Vav itself wouldn't have taught us that. Now, bo ba'yom, on that very day, and this, of course, the Gemara says every time it says bo bayom, as we saw the whole story in detail in Masechet Brachot, and that was the day that Reb Shimon Bar Yochai caused a tremendous uproar in the Beis HaMedrash by getting Rabbi Yeshua, the to admit that he actually was arguing on Rabbi Gamliel, and that he held that the Tefillas Harvest is Rishus and so on. And it was a disaster, a big political upheaval, and they had to take Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah and make him a Nasi in place of Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Gamliel wasn't treating Rabbi Yeshua properly. Anyway, it was a total disaster. So when they opened up the doors to Rabbi Gamliel, was very careful about who he allowed into the Beis HaMidrash. So they declared amnesty. Everybody could come into the Beis HaMidrash, added a bunch of safsalim, they built the churva. It was a major day. And then all of the halakas that were up to then up in the air, they had everybody be made and say over the drush all the questions that they had. And that was the big day, Bo Bayom. That's the day that this happened. So Bo Bayom, that on that day, Dorash Rabbi Akiva. The Klich, it's a beautiful, beautiful drasha. Okay, so what it says is that Klich, here it's talking about the Shmona Shrot. Klich Heres asher yipol mehem el tocho, kol asher betocho yitma. Now let's understand the situation here. We've got a tanur that's made out of Heres. Some of the sherets, that is metame, as an avatruma, falls into the toch of the Klich Heres. Right, but it doesn't. The tanur. It doesn't touch the tanur. It's in the airspace of the tanur. Everything in the tanur yitma. Now, it doesn't say tame. It says yitma. Yitma means litame acherim, which teaches us lamad al kikar sheni shemitame et hashlishi. The idea over here is that the way in which the tumah works, and this is the diukim in this pasuk are just fabulous and absolute poetry, but the Gemara Chulin goes through all of the details. So we learn a number of different things. One of the things that we learn is that the way that the tumah works here is that the tanur becomes tame from that which fell into it. So therefore, it becomes a rishon l'tumah. Anything which is inside of that tanur is touched, therefore, by the tanur in its airspace, and it becomes, and it does not mean that the airspace is full of tumah, and therefore anything in it is just as tame as the tanur. Because the pasuk continues to say that this is only true of mikol ha'ochel asher ye'achel. If the inside of the kli cheres was filled with tuma, then it would be, even if you have a silver becher, would be mekabel tuma from the airspace from an ava tuma. So obviously, if you're telling me only ochlin or mekabel tuma, what are you saying? The avir of the tanur is not molei tuma. All that it means is the space is considered to be the equivalent of negia. And that means the cheres has been bekabel tuma from the ava tuma, which is the sheretz. Okay, so now that means that the tanur is what? A rishon l'tuma. The thing that touches the tanur of mikol ha'ochel, asher ye'achel, is what? Sheni l'tuma. But, says Rabbi Akiva, it says yitma. It doesn't say yitame shall become tame. It says it can be metame others, yitma. Which teaches that a kikar sheni can make a shlishi. And it doesn't talk over here about truma necessarily. So you see from here that a kikar sheni is metame shlishi midiraita. Even on chulon. So if a kli cheres asher yipol mehem al tocho kol asher betocho yitma in ol mer tame. Ela yitma. What a shame, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, that you're dead and buried. We would actually bring you back to life. You always used to say, because he had a kal v'chomer, that there's a din of shlishi for truma. And he used to say, "Ay, Hashem Yerachim, what's going to be? Atid dor acher l'tayer kikar shlishi, she'en lo mikra min atayra." Since they're such amaratzim, and they don't know my kal v'chomer, They're going to end up saying that a shlishi of truma is tar, because they don't have a beferish of posik. Rabbi Akiva Talmidah. Here's Rabbi Akiva from your Talmidim. And he wasn't really from his Talmidim. He was actually a Talmid of a Talmid. Nonetheless, says Talmidah. We're going to see at the end of the Mishnah why you would say Talmidah. He brought a Brayan in our Torah that it's Tame. And you said there was no such pasuk. So not only are they not going downhill, they do better. Shema kol ha-shebetocho yitma. Then there was another pasuk. Bo bayom. Dorash Rabbi Akiva. We seem to have a problem with the Orei Aleviim. Because on the one hand, the Torah says that included in the ear is to be madot michutz la'ir. Et pat kedma alpaim ba'ama, et pat negev et paim ba'ama, etc., etc. Right? So all of this, ha'ir bat tavech, is the ear that's given, to the Levim. Very clearly stating that you have 2,000 amot around the city, that's part of the city. Now, there's another pasuk that says beferish, not like that. So how are we going to explain that? Mikira ir v'chutza elef amah savina. Come on, yev shalomar elef amah kvar nemar alpayim amah. Yev shalomar alpayim amah shkvar nemar elef amah. So how do we explain it? Haketzah. This is a riot to my contention that the tchum Shabbat is alpayim amah. So elef amah is a migrash. However, the influence of the city in terms of its space as defined by the Torah, vis-a-vis what halacha does the Torah define space of cities in terms of tchum? So the tchum is alpayim b'ama. No, this is purely in terms of the dinim of giving to the Levim, as the context makes clear. And therefore, it's teaching us an environmental halacha, that elef amah around a city needs to be kept clear of activity. So that area is parkland, only parkland. You can't use it for anything else. That at every city needs to be surrounded by a full kilometer of parkland on all sides. Now, Payim Amma means another Elef Amma beyond the park. That is set aside for agriculture, and that is Sadot Uchramim. That's the halacha.
Migrash is the park area?
Yeah.
So it's like a conservation area? Something?
Yeah, exactly. That's the Inna'ala. Bo Bayom Darash Rabbi Akiva. Oz Yashir Moshe Uvenei.
Does that include Yerushalayim that was surrounded with the Shlomo HaMelech? The forest with the bull?
No, that's something else. That's the Gabi the Beis HaMikdash. Oz Yashir Moshe Uvenei Yisrael at Ashira Azot LaHashem Vayom Benei Mor, although there were very strict environmental laws in Yerushalayim.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No industry?
No industry, no smoke, no smoke production, no agriculture that can smell, and so on and so on. So, as Yeshua Moshe v'nei Yisrael l'shira zot l'Hashem vayomru leimor. Now, what the heck? Vayomru leimor? I mean, what else are you vayomru for? So, I mean, if we were talking about a normal tzivui, vayomru Hashem Moshe leimor, then it means HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe the halacha to say over to v'nei Yisrael. But over here it's Moshe v'nei Yisrael. So what is leimor? Who are they saying it to? That we need a separate leimor? Matam alam leimor? Melamed that indeed he was saying it over to Bnei Yisrael, and they were repeating it the same way that you would say Hallel. So Matam Lomer Lemor Melam Shal Yisrael Onim Shira Harav Shal Moshe Al Kol Davar VeDavar Kikore Et Hallel. So just like by Hallel, what we do is. Well, not what we do, but what is done correctly is the way the Teimanim do it. Right, so you say, you say the first thing, you know, so hallelujah, whatever it is, in whatever mizmor you're up to, and they repeat the word hallelujah or so on, right? So over here too, Ashir al Hashem.
Every pasuk that you
have? Yeah, yeah, and everybody says hallelujah, going back on the first words. So over here he says, Ashira LaShem ki ga'ad, everybody would say, Ashira LaShem. Okay. That's according to Tzahal. We'll see in the Gemara the details. And therefore, we need to say Leimor, because they have to repeat after him. Rabbi Nechemiah says, Leimor doesn't say that. Leimor says that they said whatever he said, not Kikornet Halil, but rather Kikornet Shema, Velo Kikornet Halil. It's basically the way that we have the Pores al Shema. So it's, again, the way the Sfardim do the Kriyat Shema, that the Chazan says everything aloud, and people follow him. Not that they just listen to him, so, but they don't just follow Rosh Prokim, they follow every word. Baruch Atah Adonai Elohim Melech Haolam Shehakol Nehiyeh Bedvaro.
They say after him and say with him.
Yeah, or a second after him, so they can hear it. Bo Bayom, Dorish Reb Yoshua ben Hurkimus. Lo avad Iyov et HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ela mi Ahava. I can prove to you that Iyov was an Eved Hashem mi Ahava. Shenema, hein yikteleni lo ayachel. Even though he's killing me, I still hope only for one thing. I only hope for my relationship with him. That's a tremendous statement of love. Although, of course, one could say that lo is a bit ambivalent, since it could also be lo. I've given up hope with an olive, right? Lord, I ain't hoping for anything anymore. This is crazy. So v'adayna davar shakul. I mean, lo ani mitzapeh or any mitzapeh. I mean, it's lo atzapeh. Tamud lomar ad egva until I die. Lo asir tumati mimeni. He's not going to get me to lose my tmimut. Obviously, malamich mi'ava. Well, my Rabbi Yoshua. You used to say your whole life, because it introduces him by saying, Ish tam v'yashar, yore Elohim v'surmira. V'alo Yoshua tam mital midecha. Here comes along Rabbi Yoshua ben Hurkanes, your grand Talmud, and he taught Shemi Ava Asa. Now, this is a little bit strange, because if Rabbi Yeshua, here we're stressing that it's Talmid Talmidecha. Now, this Rabbi Yeshua is obviously, Rabbi Yeshua is speaking about the Rabbi Yeshua ben Hurkanes, and he's saying this Rabbi Yeshua is a Talmid of Rabbi Akiva, who is Talmid Talmidecha, he was Mechadish this. But the problem is Rabbi Akiva was also a Talmud of a Talmud. It was a Talmud of Rabbi Yoshua also.
Was Rabbi Yehuda?
The problem, yeah.
So he was on both sides.
On both sides. So it should have said Talmud, Talmidecha. So some say that he couldn't say that because then it would be like he was talking about himself. He's a Talmud of your Talmud. My Talmud. And, you know, he did better than you. So, but to say exactly, the man he couldn't say, so he could only say, he could only say it on this part. This is some tiny, it's a very cute answer. Okay. Omar Shmuel, he said, "Am duma va yisab batuma she zoba amiti pakishera ve zoba amiti papsula." Rabbi Yochanan Amar, "Yisadam batuma preferably va yisaduma." No, say Adam Duma, Amar Rav, no, come on. Vitizbra. To say no, say in the context of better than, yes. But to say Stam, no, say Adam Duma, what does that mean? Look, Atchila, choose yourself a nice, promiscuous wife. It's absurd. What it means is obviously, Imnasa, so far, so if that's the case, then to Dinami Bad Duma. Veilchata, it's better to be nosei adam batuma va'al yisaduma. The tanim of tachlif v'mar marov v'kabel rabbi v'avohu. Isha mizanea, nonetheless bonea kisherim. Why? Because rov bi'ilot achar haba'al. Boi rev amram, hayta prutsa biyoter ma'o. Ali, b'demani omrein isha mitaberet ala somuch lovestaloti ba'ilacha. He doesn't know when she's going to ovulate, so lo yada bavelo minterla. Kitiboyel chalibed man yomer nisha mitaberet ala somuch l'tvilatamai. Given the yada about neturim, it tells us obviously she wouldn't chas v'shalom sleep with anyone as a nida, only as an eishes ish. So he knows when it is that she's going to the mikvah.
It's got standards.
Yeah, it's amazing how things are the opposite. But Dilma, given the prutzah b'yoter, lo take her. Ve'elu shebedin mekanin lam tanraban ish matam lor ish ish kitisteisha lorabot eshet cheresh eshet shoteh eshet sheimum shalach balam ninat hayam or shayach havush bebet asurin shebedin mekanin lam, but only of course the poslam miktovatam yochal af lashkotan tamid lomer ve'evia ish et ishto. Rabbi Yossi Amar, that's not quite true, because Lashkota also, when he gets out of jail, the Gajet say, Barami Beit Asurim, let him go on Yashkena. But my coming, Rabbanan Savre, that it's all one parsha. So it's Be'inan Vikine Vevi. Rabbi Yossi Savre, Lo Barinan, the same guy who was Mekanes, Be Mevi. Tan Rabbanan Asher Tiste Isha Tachat Isha. That is Lahakish Ish Isha, Misha La Ish. Lamai Yochata. Om Rav Sheshet Kishem Shim Husume Loaya Mashka Tehtivine Alam Eineisha Kahim Aita Soma Loaita Shuta. Rabashi America in the other direction too. Kishem Shechigert Vigidemet Loaita Shuta Tehtive Emira Kwenet Aishel Vinashem Natana Kapea Kahuim Aya Higero Gidem Loaya Mashka. Mar bar Ravashi Amar Kishem Shilemet Loaita Shuta Tehtive Amra Isha Men Amen. Now we have to make up for Adran Alacharusa. The shame Shamayim Botkimota. Kaka Mayim Botkinotosh. Nemra Uvo Uvo. The shame Shasralabao. Kaka Sralaboel. Shemar Nitma Vinitma. Tifer Rabbi Akiva, I'm Rabbi Yeshua. Yes, indeed, the Vav was also Kachaya Dorej Zacharia Ben Akatsa. Rabbi Omer, it's not from the Vav, it's from the repetition of Shnei Pa'amim Amurim B'Parashan Nitma V'Nitma'a. One is Baal, Echad Labaal, and one is Leboel. Bo Bayom, Darash Rabbi Akiva, Uchlicheret Asher Yipomi, Emel Tocho Kol Asher Betocho Yitma, Eino Omer Tamei, Ela Yitma, L'Tamei Acherim. Lamad al kika sheni shemetamei atashlishi. Omer Rabbi Yeshua, mi egalei afar meinecha Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, shayita omer atid dor acher letaher kika shlishi, shein lo mikra min haTorah shutamei, v'alo Rabbi Akiva talmidcha, mevi lo mikra min haTorah shutamei, shemekol asher betocho itma. Bo bayom, dorash Rabbi Akiva madotem michutz lerpat kedma alpaim bama, and so on. ומיקרא אחד אומר מיקרא עיר וחוץ אלף אמה סביב, אי אפשר לומר אלף אמה שכבר נאמר אלפיים אמה, אי אפשר לומר אלפיים אמה שכבר נאמר אלף אמה. But we of the Hebrew University have clearly discovered there must be two authors. Amazing, nobody noticed this before. הכיצד? אלף אמה מגרש ואלפיים אמה תחום שבת. רבי אליעזר בן אשר, רבי אליעזר הגלילי אומר אלף אמה מגרש ואלפיים אמה שדות וכרמים. בו ביום דרש רבי עקיבא, עוז יושב משה ונשרוד השורה הזאת השם ויאמרו לאמור, שאין תמיד לא אומר לאמור, מה תמיד לא אומר לאמור, ולמה שישראל לא נמשירה אחריו של משה על כל דבר ודבר, כמו שקוראים את צהלה, לכך נאמר לאמור, רבי נחמיה אומר, לא, כקוראים את שמע, לא כקוראים את ההלל. בו ביום דרש רבי יהושע בן הורקנו אצלו עבד איוב את הקדוש ברוך הוא אלא מאהבה שנאמר הן יקטלני לא יחל, עדיין הדבר שקול, לא אני מצפה או איני מצפה. טוב, הוא אומר עדי כבר לא אסיר תומתי ממני מלמד שמאהבה עשה. אמר רבי יהושע מי יגלה אפר מעיניך רבי יוחנן בן זכאי שהיית דורש כל ימיך שלא עבד איוב את המקום אלא מיראה שנאמר איש תם וישר יורה אלוהים וסור מרע, והלא יהושע תמיד תמידיך למד מאב ועשה.